You're one healing away. Leslie Plattner, nurse and RN, certified homeopath. Me, Ralph Havens, physical therapist, integrated manual therapist. And we're both certified matrix energetics practitioners. But the important part is we help people heal stuff. And as we were talking off screen, we realized people really are one healing away. And we have all sorts of success stories that we could talk about and all sorts of ways that people can truly heal and get what they want in life. Leslie had something that she said earlier, and I wrote it down as much as I could, and I hope she can remember it to some part. But, you know, everybody wants something. And we were talking ahead of time about, well, what is it really about? Like, you know, are they, do they want money? Do they want health stuff? Do they want love? And then it's like, what is that really about? Is it freedom or happiness or peace or to be loved or to be important, you know, to have a certain status of, tell me what you what your sense of this healing stuff and what people really want and what it's really all about, and helping people get what they want in life.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. Okay, so when we were talking, there's a sense of, I think, a very primal need to be valued, and so that we'll be part of the group and we won't be kicked out. And we all have a basic, it seems like everyone I meet has a basic sense of questioning whether we're truly valued and loved. And then we have all kinds of ways that we cope with. If we have fears that we're not valued or we're not loved, we find ways to cope with it. And those can be negative. They could be positive, I guess, but they can be burdensome for us and hold us back. And so we were talking about, I love the phrase that you use. You ask, what's standing in your way, slowing you down, or stopping you from fulfilling your dreams? So those seems like those negative beliefs that we have and trauma, past trauma, and it's doing that, it's slowing us down or stopping us. But I think what we were talking about is there's also that soul part of us that knows exactly where to go and what to do and how to heal if we give it a chance and if we listen. And so that's the work that we love to do. That's why we love to do the work one-on-one with people and help them get a sense of what's standing in their way and slowing them down and stopping them, and then helping them tap into that part that's like, okay, this is what we do. That's what you and I do with people. We help them tap into that part of themselves, and we use all different kinds of techniques. But then it seems like ultimately people have more of a sense of valuing and loving themselves. And then there's this tremendous freedom, and you can love other people and you can see opportunities opening up. And for work, for love, for relationships, for health, for healing, for decreased pain, decreased anxiety, and also really learn just to ride the waves, like, oh, there, that's coming up again, but I know how to deal with it. You know, more empowerment in life and more optimism, more hope. So that's what I think we do, besides all the things that you and I know, different things that help just with physical healing.
Yeah. And it seems to be everybody has their own version of this, and it can show up in ways that don't seem so useful. Like I know for myself, you know, some stuff is shifting in my past. Some of my mom's estate is now finally settling out, and some of the past is literally clearing, and the result is more money. But also it's like I realize I've known this over and over, like this process of clearing stuff. When certain things weren't working out in my life, I saw that, well, even that was me wanting to be valued and loved and important and part of the group, part of a dysfunctional family group. But to, like, you know, if that's how we roll as a family, and failure happens and stuff happens, it's like, you know, I could see that that was part of my letting go of, like, well, I was keeping these old patterns going because that was my tribe. And so everybody's got their version of what could be slowing them down or standing in their way or stopping them. And I think ultimately it's something about being valued or being important, being loved. And it could look like you want more money. It could look like you just got this big health challenge that just really is causing all sorts of concern for everybody and for yourself. And it could be that you're not finding love, or that the love you're finding is really kind of funny. But I think it is a matter of being valued, loved, and being important. And what we do is there's something, you know, we could think of it like, what are you protecting yourself from? What is that information? You know, you work in the world of homeopathy, and we both work in the world of matrix energetics and all sorts of other healing technologies. But there's a bit of information that once touched and healed, then you don't have to protect yourself from it anymore. And we've got all sorts of success stories that kind of illustrate it. We're both examples of it for ourselves. Anything that comes to mind, I'll think of one. I think of one right now of a few people now that have worked with us because they wanted shifts in their business, in their money, which, you know, we're healers, but sometimes people come to us wanting to shift that sort of thing as well. And as things shifted for them, they got some of the intangible love stuff and relationships, but the other spouse's business took off. I've had a couple of those, actually a few, I've got three that I'm thinking of right now. And they wanted this for themselves. They got some stuff, but their husband or wife's business took off. It's like, what is that all about? Like, you think you're working on this, and then this other thing also changes or doesn't change here, but changes like this big, or what is going on with this healing stuff?
Yeah, what is that all about? It is like when you're looking through a kaleidoscope and the pieces of glass are all in a certain pattern, and you just shift it a little bit and things fall into a new pattern. So everything around you can shift. All the people that you know, if you're carrying a different vibration, that vibration goes out and affects people who are on a similar vibration. And gosh, I don't know the complete answer to that.
I think I've got an idea. So because people see us and then they have an experience, and by being around us, stuff changes. We can talk about that. That's a whole nother level of like of things. But it's kind of like, what if you've seen the movie Back to the Future back in the 80s, which is kind of funny, PG in the 80s is definitely different than PG now. They used a lot more interesting words back then. But you know, the original Back to the Future, Marty McFly went back, or whatever his name was, went back to the past and then healed that and then came up to the future. And it looked all the same, except it was different. You know, his dad was rich and famous and all these different things. And it's like, what if you really could just turn the dial? And in this TV show, it's different. And so I want us to do something right now, just so, because it's like, we might as well just do some healing stuff. We're always using this under the surface, so when people interact with us, they can feel different. But go ahead.
Okay, so just before we do that, I want to do that. Before we do that, I was also thinking how sometimes we're intent, we want a certain thing. And then while we're doing this healing work with the person, they realize, or we realize, that they thought they wanted that, but what they want is really something different.
Yeah. And
today I was working with somebody who really wants to be successful, but then realized she really, really would like to experience more ease.
Yeah.
And so if you get what you really want, maybe it would be that your wife is successful, or your husband's successful, or your partner's successful, and you don't have to work so hard. So it might not show up that what you think you want, what is, could be just a coping mechanism. And what you really want is something different. So life could shift all around you, and it's actually addressing what you really truly want.
Yeah. So clear. I have such a good example in my own life, but I don't need to keep talking about myself. But yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
If you look back and go, wow, I really am getting what I want.
Yeah. If you come from a background of you know, never being supported and having to be independent, and you're really good at it, so your identity is I'm independent, but your soul is longing for interdependence, you know, for care, for nurture. Yeah. And it might show up in some way that, you know, you didn't realize that that's really what you wanted. Mutuality and respect and reciprocity is maybe what you really wanted. Like, you didn't want to be so independent, but you had to be
I got a question for you, because it's like, it just feels really big and good and right. And it's quite different, isn't it, than trying to do it through talking yourself into it or being okay with it or having mental clarity around the whole issue. There's a difference than you can't just like think it through and have it be different.
No, and that's what we do, this work that we've learned. It's tapping into that unconscious, what wants to come through. We don't have it in our conscious mind, usually. Usually it comes from an aha, you know, we open up to some possibility and then we get this, oh, it could be this way, where we didn't have it in our conscious mind. So we wouldn't have been able to figure it out without meditating or somehow tapping into that, what wants to come through.
Let's do this, Leslie. Let's do we're both matrix energetics practitioners. Thank you to Richard Bartlett for showing us how crazy and cool the world is.
Yeah.
Let's do a 2-point of what really wants to come through for you. If you're listening, if you want to play along with us, if you want to see what happens, you might think about like, well, you know, do you have a desire, a dream? Has there been a pattern to this dream where it's like, it's a similar dream for the past 20 years, just different ways that you really want it, you know, but it's like, it's the same dream. And that's going to be one of our points. And then the other one could be, and you don't have to do anything. Leslie and I are going to do this for you, with you. What could be standing in your way or slowing you down or stopping you? We'll use that as the other point. And how about if Leslie and I just let go and let the universe or God or spirit turn the kaleidoscope to the version that's right for you? We'll just go ahead and do that for anyone that wants to do that now.
Three, yeah, that's the second point.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. One of the things that Leslie and I do is there's something that happens when you touch the information. You know, when God takes over, when it's like, oh,
yeah, okay.
Like the angels get up off the couch and go, oh, I guess they really do want that. and we call it sacred space. So some of the energetic people might feel something. Other people might not. They might have already clicked off. And then what you can do is just notice what you notice that's different in your life. You know, are things different?
Yeah, to me, it feels very expansive. And I saw a little thing come on my computer. It showed me an email that came in. It was from Richard Bartlett, and it said, life in the magic realm.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then before we came on, I had another 2-point, and I thought, well, so everyone's already in place. I'm going to do it for our group on Thursday. But let's do this one. So another one, we'll just play a little bit more and then we'll jump off. Whoa, holy cow, Leslie. So, this is cool. So there's, Leslie knows what I'm talking about. It's like a little keypad right under your skin. And it's something in the medical world or the physiologic, there's something called Pacinian corpuscles. And they have a little nervous system pathway, a little nerve to the spinal cord that goes straight to the inner part of the brain. It's how you perceive the world. Yeah, and then we have something in another realm of integrative manual therapy called the addiction systems or blueprints, the stuff to clear addictions. Because a lot of this is like, it's kind of like an addiction, like addicted to something that might seem like it's negative, but it brings you some gain, like love, feeling of love, value, and importance. But it's an addiction and you're not getting the results you want, but you kind of like, you're addicted to it. So we're going to take those Pacinian corpuscles. And if you don't know what that means, that's even better. And we're going to take addictions and let's turn that dial one, or let's let God turn that dial one more time. 3, 2, 1. So let us know what you notice, and let us know what you notice that's different. One of the things we've noticed is that when people hang out with us, stuff changes and life gets better and things happen and people get to play like this and the world gets more magical. And people do get what they want. That one healing away, you know, it's like for different people, it's different things to happen with a healing. And so we were talking ahead of time, and it's like the best way we feel people can access this is just to be with us. So Leslie and I, we do open up our schedule from time to time, because this is what we do. This is who we want to help, is people that want to really clear these things. And it's fun. It gives us value and feeling loved and feeling important to help people with their healing. So maybe we have a little thing like that going on for us. Maybe that's even an addiction. But if you want to be around us, you can go to leslieplattner.com. I will put that in the descriptions everywhere you find this, Spotify, everywhere else, and Rumble and everywhere. And then you can go to my link, ralphhavens.com. And I'll put different ways to find us in the comments. And all right, anything else you want to say, Leslie? I feel great.
I feel good too. That's the fun part of this work. But I saw an image like of the world and all the people who are opening up, like going into the places where they feel stuck. And that was allowing all the angelic helpers to help, because the world really does want to transform, and there's into a higher vibration. We're in that time. And it just seemed like by doing this work, we really open up to all that potential that wants to come into the world at this time, so that we can be of service, we can be joyful, we can change our families and our communities, and, you know, eventually the whole world. It feels like we're just at that time. And this, it's so incredible to have this method of healing that's just popping up everywhere.
That's perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, you might walk around and see how the world looks. Maybe it feels a little better. And even with all the hardship and weird stuff around, it's kind of cool to be alive. So let us know what you notice. And Leslie, awesome to see you again.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to stop our streams here. Let's see.